You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com.
Jörgen Jönsson, coach of Växjö Lakers. First and foremost, congratulations winning the championship in your first year.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what a year. Amazing.
Yeah. How can you follow up?
Well, it's going to be tough, but we need to win it again then, yeah. Obviously. But that's always the goal. In this organization, Växjö Lakers, winning 4 champions in 8 years, and you can't aim for second place, so no.
And you got a new challenge with the Champions Hockey League as well, so you're going for the double?
True. We won the league and we won the championship last year, so somebody said that now you can win 3 titles, the league and Champions Hockey League and the Swedish Champions League. So, but now I'm humble for the challenge. And but like I said, it is organization you are coming to try to win. You're not coming here to just make good. You're trying to win. So we are going into Champions Hockey League and the Swedish League to become champions. Yeah.
And that obviously also means maybe a little bit of a larger squad. And for Montreal Canadiens fans, that's even more important this year, as Filip Eriksson was drafted in the 6th round. What can you tell us about Filip?
I really like Filip. He was a part of our team a short while last year before he got injured, sadly. So he missed out the season. I hope that was good for him in a way that he could really focus on his strength and his conditioning. So coming into this year, I really like his sense of playing, his hockey sense. I like his smartness. I like the decision he takes on the ice. He's a smart hockey player. That's the best way to describe it, I think.
You mentioned you come here to win, and it's a high standard in Växjö. And playing even just a couple of games in the SHL as a draft-eligible prospect is quite a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a league where there's not much room even though you're talented, juniors, he's still a junior. He really had to be good to play. Right now we have 14 forwards on the squad, and he's one of them. He has a chance to take a spot for sure. But it's a race, and it's a competition to get ice time.
His strength, obviously, hockey IQ, defensive kind of game, playmaking. Where do you see his biggest improvement needs to be in order to take that 12th spot on the roster?
No, but I think just grow into it, so to speak. He's young, become stronger, become faster, become more playing with more confidence as he gets more and more adapted to the men's league, coming from the junior league. So I think I'm not saying there's a lot that you need to improve. Just make what he's doing even more often and on a daily basis.
Realistically, for Montreal Canadiens fans, what should be the expectations on Eriksson this year?
Well, for us here, I think your expectation should be that he makes the team quite often. Once in a while, for sure, quite often, I hope so. He has a chance for that. There's always injuries. There's always sick guys, and he is top of our mind to kind of be there chasing that spot. Even though everybody's healthy, he might have a chance. It's tougher for him, obviously, but there might be a chance still.
And obviously with an added competition on top of it.
Yes, as we go into the season now, we have only 2 exhibition games. Then we play 4 games in the Champions Hockey League, and those games are important for us to play, but also at the same time we are preparing for the league. So that would probably be a chance for him to play in those games, for sure.
Yeah. Going into the season, have you spoken about under-20 development, like playing with the under-20s?
I have not spoken so much to Filip in person like that about his spot here or not. I want him to feel like he's a part of this group, a part of this squad. So I have not said anything about it, but I think he knows. He's a smart guy. I think he knows that if he's not playing here, maybe he should play under 20 or at least somewhere else. I mean, he's in a age where he needs to play a lot of hockey, not just practice hockey. He needs to play, and I hope he plays it here. I really like the style he's playing with. I should not mention names who he looks like, but he's a smart hockey player, and his IQ is high.
I see him a little bit like Viktor Stjernborg, a couple of years younger.
True. Not as intense perhaps, but
smart.
More smart, I would say, more decision making wiser kind of. But I think he's smart enough to know that if I'm not playing with the men's league, I will need to play in the juniors.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Jörgen Jönsson was a fantastic player. He made it into the NHL for one season with the New York Islanders, where he then was later traded to Anaheim and the Mighty Ducks there. His brother is obviously more famous in regards to NHL, but in Sweden, he is arguably one of the biggest players in the last 30 years, even before that. He has an Olympic gold, he has a Swedish trophy times I don't know how many. He has some world championships. He is part of Swedish hockey in general and has been and will be for a long time because his coaching career has just started. As I mentioned, it was his first full year as a head coach for a top team, and he started by winning the championships. He's been with smaller clubs as a coach. He's been in Davos as an assistant coach, and he's built up his pedigree throughout the ranks, really, with the Lakers, with Örebro, and then Davos before taking charge of Växjö Lakers in general. He understands hockey, and I think it's really, really interesting the way he describes his prodigy, Filip Eriksson, in this interview. One thing that stands out is he might be talking a little bit about himself. And I think that's what he figured out when he was saying it. He reminds me of someone, but I shouldn't tell you who. I think he starts considering that he actually reminds him of himself. But it's also very interesting in the fact that he mentions certain things. Filip could play the under 20s. Filip could go somewhere else. We have to understand that somewhere else is on a loan to most likely a Hockey Allsvenskan club, or if a club in SHL struggles with injuries, you might loan Filip out for a while just in order to make him play more and to play at the right level. It sounds like Jörgen Jönsson has a really, really good understanding what is needed to go forward, don't rush it, and everything else. Filip was also aware of this situation. As Jönsson said, Filip is a smart kid. He understands what he needs to do to get better. And I think it's in general very, very good to have that opportunity to discuss with your player, to make them understand that you're doing this for their development. It's also very, very important for Filip to play, because one of his biggest goals, even if he doesn't mention this himself in the interview that has most likely been already published at Ice on the Prize, one of the big goals will obviously be the World Junior Championships in Gothenburg, in Sweden, later this year. And in order to make that squad, he needs to play. He can't just practice hockey. He needs to play hockey. And I think this is something that Coach Jönsson is also referring to, that in order to make the under 20 team, Filip Eriksson needs to play hockey. And you don't want to stand in the way of a player that has the chance to play for the national team at that level in your home country. It is something that will be on the mind, not just for Montreal Canadiens fans that are looking for Montreal Canadiens prospects to play in the World Juniors and see the level of competeness and how their development has progressed. It's also an incentive for clubs to make sure that their players are on the right side. These are the two things that I take with me from this interview. I really, really appreciate Jürgen Jönsson being so honest in his interview about the development, about Filip Eriksson's chances to play in the SHL. I love the fact that he has an open mind, but is also aware that it could be a situation where you need to send Filip Eriksson away or go to the under-20 team in order for him to play as many minutes as possible. Thank you so much for listening.
Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
Wow, great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is...
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney+.